Hello, everyone. This is Rico, and this is Treks and Sci-Fi, your geeky dose of goodness. I don't even know how often. Let's see. It's September 1st, 2024. This is show 942, which I just literally checked. This is going to be a little bit of an odd show because normally at this time of year, I would be doing an anniversary show live, but I'm believe it or not, I'm still kind of under the weather. Got a little bit of a cough and some other things going on. So excuse me, but I wanted to put something out just to let you guys know what's up and maybe chat about a few things and try not to overdo my voice or whatever. But yeah, anyway, I think that's enough preamble. Yeah, so it's a little, I'm kind of sad enough, but I'm not doing a live video show. Maybe sometime in a few weeks when I'm better, I'll try to do that just for the heck of it, not necessarily for the anniversary. But yeah, 19 years of podcasting. What? It's a little longer than a lot of people have been alive, you know. But yeah, 2005 it started. Anyway, we'll talk a little bit about that here and other things on Treks and Sci-Fi. Here we go. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Treks in Sci-Fi podcast.
Scotty, beat me up.
Fascinating.
Stand by to receive our transmission.
All right, again, welcome to the show, everyone. This is Rico. And yeah, if I seem a little subdued, I've been... It's really weird. I went to San Diego Comic-Con probably about a week after I got back, or a little bit less, 6 days, maybe, whatever. I felt really poorly, super tired, and... It kind of like has sort of lingered and gone up and down a little bit. I believe it or not, I mean, I've not been feeling great for quite a few weeks now. I finally went to an urgent care. Here's a Treks and Medical. I'm usually pretty healthy, honestly, most of the time. I went to an urgent care last week. They gave me an antibiotic. Did a COVID test. I haven't had no COVID, it says, or at least the tests don't say it. But yeah, just, you know, headaches and super tired and some other things, but I'm going to a regular doctor on Tuesday, the day after Labor Day here. I don't really even have a regular doctor because I, knock on wood, I have not had to go very much. So I had to get a new patient thing, which was a whole thing, and I couldn't get in basically for a week. So, I mean, it's not like I'm terrible, but I'm not great either. You know, it's kind of weird. It's kind of a weird thing, this whole thing, but hopefully sometime we'll get it figured out and feel better. But anyway, enough about that. So that's kind of why I didn't really feel up to doing a live show. That takes quite a bit. And, you know, I feel like I look pale. I'm always pale. I'm a white guy. What do you want? But anyway, and I don't really get much of a tan ever. I get more sunburn than tan, if anything. So, but yeah, I mean, I would have done a live show. We would have had some fun. For the anniversary, you know, the show I started back in 2005, back when podcasting was not even really like hardly a thing, truthfully. You know, there was some podcasting going on, and now it's kind of evolved into, you know, I think people do podcasting for different reasons now than maybe they did back then. I've always been in it just because I like, you know, the subjects that I talk about. I've always tried to be kind of a positive take on most things, even though a couple of recent things, which I'll talk about here in a minute, that I didn't care for. But in general, I'm a pretty easygoing fanboy, whatever, of most genre, you know, sci-fi and fantasy. I try to, you know, enjoy what I can out of most things, and except, you know, well, we'll talk about that in a minute or two, but there are a few exceptions, but they're not very, it doesn't happen very often, truthfully. I mean, I kind of always thought or say that I know what I like and I like what I know, kind of a thing. Like I've I've gotten, you know, to the point, and this isn't even just recently, it's been for a very long time, of, you know, I started to read comics and watch Star Trek reruns, you know, growing up, and it's just, it's always been a part of my life, so I kind of know, you know, this is my area, this is my wheelhouse, this is the kind of stuff that I like talking to people about. So, you know, it was easy to start doing a podcast and talk about especially Star Trek a lot in the early days, and then moved on to other things, and Star Wars has been a big part of it, and met a lot of great people over the years through, you know, we had the forum that's still sitting there, kind of idle, but it's still sitting there. I've preserved it somehow. You know, made a lot of good friends that way, met some of them in person, and it's been great. I mean, I don't even know what I thought when I first started the show, what, you know, how I thought it would go. Would I stick with it? I'm a very, it's hard for me to let go of things. I've said this before, especially when you do anniversary podcasts, it's kind of when I get in on something, like when I start in on something, it's hard for me to stop. I feel kind of a commitment to it. Although I would say, you know, I've pared the podcast down to only every 2 weeks now. Don't really do guests because Mark Daniels, fantastic. You know, Mark, you've been great over the years. But since I'm only doing the show every 2 weeks, don't really have a big need to do guests. Although if anybody wants to do a guest spot, I can always slip it in between my every 2 week shows. That's perfectly fine. But, you know, when I went to every 2 weeks, I guess just this past year, I think I kind of did that, right? Maybe a little bit more than that. I still, you know, I like doing the podcast a lot. I like talking about whatever the current, you know, shows of the moment are or movies of the moment are. I'll talk a little bit about that here. We'll switch off from sort of reminiscing and anniversary talk to just some recent stuff going on in sci-fi and fantasy. But it's enjoyable for me to talk about these things, but just because it's, one, it sort of helps me coalesce my thoughts. Is that a good word to use? Coalesce? Excuse me. But, you know, I don't know. It's hard to say. Whether I'll continue, I kind of have this little tick thing in the back of my brain, you know, kind of like, oh, when I hit another year from now in 20 years of podcasting, maybe I'll just kind of ease away from it. We'll be pushing close to 1,000 podcasts, but anyway, well, you know, we'll see how it goes. It's sort of a self-indulgent pursuit in a way, when especially doing a solo podcast. I remember, I think it was Kenny, or I've talked to a few other people about solo podcasting, and there are times where it seems weird and tricky, but after obviously doing it this long, there's part of me that sort of in a way pictures people listening on the other end as I talk. I don't really like literally picture people in a room and I'm talking to them at all. But I try to talk and you know, how I discuss these things, I try to be, let's say, I don't know if I'm a little bit more detailed or explanatory than if I would be just talking to you and we were just sitting in on a couch talking about the latest, you know, Star Wars something or Star Trek or whatever episode of this or movie that. But I feel like I talk, I feel like I mostly kind of conversationally talk. I would have never been able to survive this long doing it, but it would have been, there are people who do very detailed podcasts, like everything's more or less scripted out. They do a lot of research, and I've done a little bit, you know, when I do certain shows, but it's much more time consuming and involved than the kind of show that I've ever wanted to do. Plus, I think it takes away from the sort of spontaneity of it a bit. I like being able to just talk and have things sort of bounce and pop in my head and just kind of bring it out on the show rather than just reading like something that I've pre-written out. I don't feel like I'm a very, like I'm a speech maker kind of a person very well, but I also feel like I'm somebody who can have a conversation or strike up a conversation with people. So that helps. I don't know. We're 10 minutes in. That's probably enough about reminiscing and the anniversary show and all that. I'm going to take a short break, get a little drink here, and come back and talk about some recent things I've been watching, some commentary on a couple of things in the world of sci-fi and fantasy. And I'm positive this show is going to be, I've said this before, but I'm probably going to only be doing maybe like a half hour podcast this week or something like that. But I did want to get something out to you guys. And yeah, I'll take a break. I'll be back in a moment. All right, I am back. One thing I wanted to talk about, I kind of debated whether I want to talk about this much, but I want to talk a little bit more about The Acolyte. I did a show with Joe a month ago, maybe a little bit more. Whenever The Acolyte ended, we did a show where we talked about it. So if you want to look back in the podcast archives, well, don't have to look back that far. I think it's just two shows back, maybe. We talked about it quite a bit, and I kind of gave you guys my views and what I thought. I was definitely not happy with the show. I was disappointed. The writing, you know, it wasn't a story that I liked and or found well done. I didn't think the writing was very good. I thought it was a bit, it just cheapened a lot of the things that I love about Star Wars, especially the Jedi. Sometimes I know when I say stuff like this, and I don't begrudge anyone, Kenny or anybody else, you know, for liking the show, that's fine. I'm not a super hyper picky fan, like I was saying earlier, and certainly not of Star Wars. I've liked most, truthfully, to some level, with some exceptions to some degree, a lot of caveats there, but I've liked most of the Disney Star Wars. I mean, The Mandalorian is fantastic. I enjoyed Book of Boba Fett. Ahsoka I liked a lot. All the animated stuff is fantastic. So, I mean, it was hard to watch this show. A lot of it, what it came down to was the characters, and I've said this, I know I said it on the podcast a couple of weeks ago, or maybe a month ago now, there was just nobody on the show that I could really root for or get behind. I mean, they all had their issues. And yeah, nobody's perfect, and I get that. But, I mean, go back and watch. I started to do this on the Facebook group. I put little clips from some of the original trilogy films. And just the swashbuckling kind of romantic, heroic stuff that went on in those movies is just sorely missing from some of these recent things that they've done for Star Wars, even the stuff that I've liked. But then, this is my brain bouncing around. But like the Bounty Hunter or whatever, the Mandalorian. Just think of those first couple of episodes, you know, where you've got this guy who's just kind of a, you know, he doesn't care, truthfully. You kind of get this impression he's just a hired gun, right? But when he, you know, sees Baby Yoda, he changes. And it's meaningful and it's good. And, you know, they still have to struggle and fight, you know, the bad people. But you got to have that, right? So that's enough about that. But what I really wanted to talk about regarding The Acolyte is the big thing that happened. Was it just last week, early last week, or maybe just the end of the week before? I'm not sure when it actually was announced, but it was announced as not getting a season two. At the end of the day, the truth of the matter is, like it or don't like the show, whatever, Disney and sure, they want it to be liked because that means people will watch and you get a lot of ratings. But at the end of the day, the show did not get a lot of people watching it. And did not get very good ratings. So ultimately, that's really why it's getting canceled. It's like any other show. It's like Firefly. It's like Star Trek, the original show. I mean, the if a show gets canceled, it's because it's not paying for itself, essentially. It's not attracting enough viewers to you know, say, hey, yeah, we'll do another season. So that's just all it really amounts to. And, you know, some will say that a lot of the bad talk online was influencing people, maybe to some degree. But as I have always said, and you can only blame the people if this is what people ended up doing. But if you just hear something's bad and you don't watch it, and then you also not only, you know, if it was something you thought you might be interested in, then you don't watch it, that's not great. But the worst thing you can do, and I've never, ever, ever done this, is sort of badmouth something online or even to other people to talk to, and you've never even watched it or seen it. And I think there are definitely people who do that occasionally, who just jump on the bandwagon with all the lemmings, right? Because they don't want to be kind of left out. They don't want to be that guy that goes, ooh, you know, it's not so bad or whatever. You should always stick up for what you enjoy or what you don't enjoy. I mean, when I say this all the time. When I was watching Star Trek reruns back in the day, nobody was a nerd or a Star Trek fan or whatever. Like, this was like, you were like ostracized. Like, you know, you were just not, it's amazing. I say this a lot to my friends and Chris and Joe, and when we talk, and, you know, like, it's incredible to me. It's even like going to Comic-Con. It's incredible to me how much nerd type things, Trek, Star Wars, comics, comic book movies, how much they've become the most popular things. Sometimes they bomb. Sometimes they don't do well. But in general, this is what Hollywood is churning out a lot of, right? So it's just incredible to me because nobody liked this stuff back in the day. And you know, a new TV season would come out and there'd be hardly any new sci-fi or fantasy. You know, fantasy was unheard of, really, truthfully. And now you've got, like, you know, the Rings of Power show with season two, which I enjoy that show. I'm not a Tolkien fanatic, you know, whatever they've done to make it, but I just find it cool and fun to watch. And people with elves and speaking elvish and it looks cool and I enjoy it, you know, and so be it. But that kind of stuff was just, we didn't get it at all. You know, so the, how did I get onto this topic? Sorry, folks. I'm on a way deep off ramp, and how did I get there? I know I was basically trying to talk about, you know, the Acolytes, you know, the failure due to, you know, ratings and things, and that's still, you know, true. But, I guess I was sort of talking about the word of mouth thing. I don't think that's as big of a thing as most people seem to, they attribute a lot to it. You know, they attribute a lot of why these shows fail by, they call it review bombing and or, you know, just bad word of mouth, and then people don't go or don't watch or, you know, don't tune in at home. I think that's giving people a lot of power and a lot of credit that I think you're kind of, I don't think that, I think, yes, some people are influenced, but still, ultimately, if a show is good, a movie is good, a show is good, that's not going to be able to stop a good product and or a show that, I'll put it a different way, a show that most people will, or a show or a movie that most people will root for and enjoy and tell their friends to go see, that people being negative about something, that's not going to stop that. You can't stop. I remember in the Serenity movie, right? You can't stop the signal, Mal. You can't stop a good product. If it's a good product, I don't care how many people go on to Rotten Tomatoes and put, you know, bad ratings up or whatever they do. I don't use really Rotten Tomatoes, but point is, I don't think you can make a good product or something that most people enjoy. Let's put it differently. Let's not even make it, call it a good or a bad product. Let's just say it's a product that most people will enjoy. I don't think you can kill that. I don't think you can destroy that. I think time and time again, for one, a good example of that is even Star Trek, you know, it came back because it built a following, a huge following in reruns. And who knows? Maybe I'll, you know, maybe in three, four, five, whatever years, maybe everyone will all of a sudden change their minds on The Acolyte and they'll do another season of it or something. You know, stranger things have happened. So I guess, you know, at the end of the day, it just didn't get enough viewers and it was canceled. So, you know, for those that enjoyed it, I feel sorry. And I wish you guys, but it's a cutthroat business. I mean, there's been plenty of shows. Another one I just saw that got canceled, Dead Boy Detectives on Netflix. I really enjoyed that show a lot. It was quirky. It was different. And that's, those are a couple of boxes. If you check those, you know, and yeah, I enjoyed it. And they're not getting another season. And I thought, that show has a lot of potential to do, you know, a good few seasons, and it was kind of sad, but it's rough. Streaming is rough, and it's just, I was kind of sad when they, you know, Halo isn't getting another season. I thought that was a really cool show, and it got dropped, and, you know, after two seasons with a lot of things still left unresolved, and I thought it looked cool, and yeah, so you can't control this stuff. You just basically have to sort of, I was going to say accept it. You probably don't, you don't have to necessarily accept it, but if you go, like I've watched some shows lately, you know, shows are getting canceled like so fast sometimes. And, you know, I've watched some, all right, let's say this. I've watched a few shows in recent times where I'm about four or five episodes in and then I hear the show's been like canceled. It's not going to get any more seasons. And, but I still finished it, you know, it was like, nah, I'll finish it, you know, and get what I can out of it. You know, I wish it got more, you know, it's unfortunate. I hope we get more Star Trek Prodigy. And that just popped into my mind thinking of speaking more. That second season of Star Trek Prodigy is some of the best Trek that's been done in a long time. You know, I love Strange New Worlds. I love Lower Decks. That second season of Prodigy was fantastic. I mean, Wesley came back, you know. I mean, it's just, I don't want to spoil it or anything like that, but just, it's Chakotay and, you know, it's the follow-up Voyager season that everybody who, you know, is Voyager fans would love. But yeah, so it's a weird business. Entertainment's just cutthroat. I mean, you got to have a tough skin to be in the entertainment world, I think. Let's also talk about, you know, another, I watched this, it's on pay-per-view now, and I finally decided, I'll watch this. Because I've just been basically vegging out a lot over the last week or two anyway, and watching a lot of movies and TV. But the Borderlands movie, I finally saw it. And yeah, I thought it was fun. I thought it was okay. I think there was a couple of things that were problems. I think the biggest one was you had two other sort of genre type things out there right now. You had the Deadpool Wolverine movie and you have, that Alien Romulus, which I still haven't seen. Both are doing pretty well. People are really enjoying it. So when people go to the theater, And if they're looking for that kind of a thing, you know, a sci-fi or fantasy thing, and then Borderlands pops up, like, if those are your three choices, you know, the other two, if you haven't seen them especially, are going to win. So I think it had some bad competition or some stiff competition. There were some quirky things in the movie that I could see some people maybe didn't appeal to. And then the other one was, I'm not a gamer of, or not a player of the Borderlands games, but I think some of the gamers really trounced on it. I think it got, I don't know how much it really captures the game. I mean, game, you know, this is a common topic, right? A game, game to movie or game to TV show even or whatever. Well, like the Halo thing I just mentioned, that's a tough transfer. It usually does not go well. It really does not go well. And sometimes it goes really poorly. I saw some people saying about Kate Blanchett, you know, being miscast. I don't know. I don't know that character she's playing and how much it seems like. I'm assuming in the game she's probably like a younger person. And Kate's, even though she looks amazing and, you know, does a lot of stunts in the movie and everything like that, but she's like 50-something, right? You know, so people were saying she seemed to be out of place in that role. So I don't know. But I thought the movie was fun, though. I enjoyed it. It was, moved pretty quickly, had some cool scenes and everything. And again, I don't know the game. I don't know the genre, you know, whatever's going on there. But yeah, I thought that was, I thought it was pretty well done. But it just got destroyed. It's like that Crow remake. Now my commentary on that is, why are you remaking this movie that has such a history behind it? You know, poor Brandon Lee, you know, died on the set from that, you know, gun prop thing that had a blank in it that, you know, actually, you know, discharged something that actually, you know, still hit him. And you can read all about that in the history. But I mean, that original movie, it's just, you know, and again, I think there's competition. And then the last thing is, it's not a very happy, not a happy movie, you know, The Crow. That's a rough one. So, here's what I watched just recently. Just watched this last night, actually. If, imaginary friend movie with Ryan Reynolds, and it's on Paramount Plus, which I thought for sure that was like a Disney thing. That I first check on Disney Plus. I'm like, nope, okay. And then I did my little, with my Roku, you can, you know, do the microphone and say, okay, show me where the, you know, the If movie is. And anyway, Paramount Plus. But yeah, that was a very cute movie. A little more serious, a little more of a tearjerker than I had expected. And I don't want to give anything away, but there were some things in the movie, some pretty heavy things. But I like Ryan Reynolds a lot. I'll pretty much watch him in anything. And I thought it was very well done and fun to watch. So watch that one. And what else? I'm trying to think of a lot of the TV shows that I'm watching now are all like, there's not much sci-fi fantasy that I've started watching. Like I'm watching The Recruit on Netflix. I'm finally watching that. That's a great show, by the way. It's not sci-fi or fantasy, but I really like it a lot. And maybe halfway through now, I think. And also watching non-sci-fi also. I started to watch that Tracker show with Justin Hartley. You know, he used to be on Smallville, right? Yeah, that's a pretty cool show. It's maybe a little hokey in parts. I've only watched a couple episodes of that one. But, I should talk about this one. You know, I was a big fan of the animated Harley Quinn series on, on Max now, right? And I think there's another season coming. I know there's another season coming. I'm not sure when it's coming out. It's totally over the top. It's hilarious, though. I totally enjoy it. But they did a spinoff version that I hadn't watched yet, and it's called Kite Man, which is, he's basically a superhero that he's got this kite on his back and he can kind of float around and fly around. He's just a guy, but he's, you know, Kite Man. But he's trying to be sort of a villain a little bit. Anyway, there's a character called Golden Glider, who's the sister of Captain Cold. She sort of popped up a little bit in the Flash live action TV series. She's sort of she is the girlfriend of Kite Man. But this show is really good and really funny. It's not a kid show. Don't let it fool you that it's animated, you know. I think we've gotten to the point in the world that I think most parents should realize, just because something's animated doesn't mean it's made for kids. This is not, just like the Harley Quinn show, is not made for little kids. A lot of language, a lot of other stuff that happens, a lot of violence. But I just find it just hilarious and fun to watch. So if you were someone who watched the Harley Quinn show, I'm sure that you'd enjoy this one. So check out Kite Man on Max. And I think that's about it. I already talked briefly. The other one that I'm watching, Rings of Power, I already talked about that. They did put out 3 episodes for season 2. I've watched the first 2. All I want to say is Elrond is kind of a jerk. you know. But another thing I think about the elves when I, every time I see them, although Galadriel, she's a little bit of the exception, but all the rest of the elves, my goodness, dirt just does not stick to them. They never look dirty. They're too clean looking. I mean, there's never a smudge on their face. Even when they're working and doing stuff, they don't get sweaty or dirty or anything. It's a little off-putting. It's a little weird looking to me, a little. I mean, the elves are supposed to be this, you know, these beings that have lived for so long, and they're sort of elegant and pure and all this stuff. But I mean, just come on. You pull on your pants the same as the rest of us. Come on. So, but yeah, I'm enjoying that show. I'll probably watch the third episode of the first three they released tonight, I think. Probably, I think so. All right, everyone. I'm going to wrap this up. I hope this has been fun. I know it's not the usual live cast. As I said, I'm under the weather, and hopefully Rico, you know, talk about myself in the third person. Hopefully by the next time I do a podcast in 2 weeks, I'll be in better shape, and we'll do some good stuff. So I think that should do it. Yeah. So again, hey, thanks everyone. There's a few of you I know for sure. Kenny's been here forever. A lot of the other friends of mine started listening pretty early on too. You guys, you know, you guys are the best. And you know, anyone else, even if you just started like listening last week, it's really fun. Still glad that I can do this for you. Hopefully you guys still get a kick out of it. I know I get a kick out of doing it. Yeah, so just keep enjoying things, you know, like what you like, and watch what you want to watch, and make up your own minds, and make good choices. What are you, 10? So my wife Lynn was watching my one of our grandchildren, Bryson, the oldest. He had a little bit of lag time between school starts right after Labor Day here in Michigan. But the last couple of weeks, he was in this sort of summer program, call it daycare slash whatever. I don't know what you call it, but there was a couple of week lag time. So she was watching him a little bit, and you know, he's a really good, they're all good kids. And, but you know, kids can get a little weird and squirrely, and, you know, so I'll joke with Bryson, make good choices, Bryson. Not really a joke. True. It's true. So, all right, everybody, take care. Take care of yourselves. Because really, if you've got your health, you got everything. So, which I feel right now. All right, everybody, I'll talk to you again in about 2 weeks. Take care and talk to you then. Bye.
This has been a Rick Dosty podcast production.